News Talk Sunday.
Now, by the way, have you heard of what we call in-school therapy dogs? All the rage, apparently, in schools up and down the country. They're the latest creative method schools are now using to improve student well-being, support children with additional needs. My Canine Companion in Cork, they are the first school to launch a therapy dog programme in Ireland in 2020. And since then, they've 60 dogs working in schools all across the country. Our reporter Ella Anderson went to one of these schools in Dublin to meet Kate, St. Kevin's Boys School's newest addition to the learning support team.
I'm here outside St. Kevin's Boys School in Kilnamana in Dublin to meet a particularly furry member of staff.
Come on, Kate.
Kate is St. Kevin's in-school therapy dog, and for many students here, she's become just as important as any teacher in the building. Principal Alison Walsh explains how Kate came to be at the school.
Well, she actually came about a bit accidentally. We have a lot of dog lovers on staff, and we heard about my canine companion. We went to a meeting, which we thought was just to get general information. Little did we know, by attending the meeting a couple of weeks later, we get a phone call to say that a puppy was available if we were interested. But really, I suppose our aim for getting her in the first place was really to tackle children in the morning who were really reluctant to come to school. She kind of wears her work coat. She walks around the school with Michelle for the day. She really is a staff member in every kind of sense of the word.
Michelle Carroll, who works on the special educational team here, is one of Kate's handlers at the school.
No, I'm sorted. So Kate is a Shepadoodle, so a German Shepherd and Poodle mix. She's nearly 10 months old, and as you can see, she is turning into a bit of a polar bear. If I walk into a classroom now with Kate, the whole class will make sure that the floor is clean. They bring their noise level down, like they're so respectful of her. When they play with her as well, like they kind of explore those boundaries, and I find the children are much more expressive. You know, they'll be sitting down and they might have one hand on Kate, but they're talking to me, and they obviously just kind of feel a lot more grounded because she's there.
You were saying that she's an angel here. What's she like at home?
Kate is a mad pup when you get her out, yeah. I mean, when she goes on her runs and on her walks, she's just like any other puppy. But it actually just, it blows my mind. As soon as you put her vest on, as soon as she knows she's in work, she does behave completely differently.
But Kate's role goes far beyond being a friendly face in the corridor. She's particularly helpful for students with additional needs and children who are school avoidant.
At the moment, she'll start her day on the yard and then she'll come down. And we have a few children who benefit from soft starts, is what we'll call them in primary school. So they'll come down and they'll get water for Kate and they'll get food for Kate and just start their day, having that kind of positive interaction with her.
I also spoke to two neurodivergent students here at St. Kevin's, Oren and Sean, about what Kate has done for them.
Sit now, stay.
She's very good and calming when she's just lying around, so it's very nice to just be around.
I have autism, and I definitely have seen that Kate has just made school a lot better for me. I get very stressed before tests, and Kate has calmed me down.
Yeah, she's very good for helping with anxiety and just anger.
And it's not just the students who've seen a difference. I caught up with fourth class teacher Emily Crane to hear how a therapy dog has impacted staff.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, because even for us, sometimes we could come in and we might be having the best morning, and as soon as you get a little rub and a little cuddle with Kate, you just feel so much better. Everyone in the school, she's like a child's best friend. She's our best friend as well.
But bringing a therapy dog into a school isn't just about cuddles and comfort. Dogs like Kate require specialist training, daily care and ongoing funding. And that comes at a time when schools across the country are facing tightening budgets.
Dogs are not cheap.
Certainly not. She's a big, big dog. She eats quite a lot, and like that, it's kind of vet's bills and different things and kind of getting her groomed, all of those things. So it's fundraising. Fundraising is the only way we can kind of keep it going. The fundraising has to take two parts. We have agreed to fund for My Canine Companion, the company that kind of originally gave us Kate. The staff are kind of actively involved in that. The staff abseiled this year to raise money for the charity. The children then are also fundraising. We've had bake sales. We have calendar sales this year. We're certainly not unlike every other school in the country that are finding things kind of difficult at the moment with rises in costs. If there is anybody out there who would like to help support Kate in St. Kevin's Boys, we would really, really appreciate.
Maybe a principal of another school is listening to this, or staff of another school. Would you recommend getting a therapy dog?
Oh, absolutely. She's changed. It's just incredible the difference she's made in such a short time. It's only a few months, but the difference has been absolutely massive. But it is a big undertaking. It really is a big undertaking.
As more schools look for creative ways to support student well-being, therapy dogs like Kate may soon become a more familiar sight in Irish classrooms. For now, though, at St. Kevin's Boys' School in Kilnamanagh, she's already made herself an essential part of the team. Ella Anderson, Kilnamanagh, Dublin.
News Talk Sunday.